it. It would offer on a Manor Grove for videos. Last week they were, they were arriving, and they were only about half a dozen. 8th of February. No, 1st of February. Well, that was Saturday, wasn't it? Because I remember looking.
Yeah.
And it were a long play, and it were £129 video. Yeah, because I told him, what's the job to go and get one of these? Just so we'll see enough bloody terrible out of the calendar. Because that's where I got Adam's hi-fi from.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, you did, yeah.
With a compact disc. Yeah.
Where
did my
girl?
Mextra.
Are you one in Lancashire
now? No, there is. There might be.
I know there was one in Lancashire, it closed down, didn't it? Is it Mextra?
There's one at Mextra, there's one at Rotherham. No,
that's
true,
though,
isn't it? It was. Because, well, to tell you the truth, I was seriously thinking, because I was had it, about 7 years. And I thought, well,
do you sure as
yeah, we do.
We got so that, I mean, especially if we're going out at night and something's on that I think is going to be interesting, I'll say, oh, like,
yeah.
Seen that.
Well,
yeah.
Like, so most of the late films are on, like, and we like to go to bed.
Yeah.
So I said to Bill, I'll take that. So if there's no on telly, we can watch that. Like, you know, I don't mind buying any videos.
No, we don't, but we do take it. But it's, and it's, we took it round up, go to that, go around our show there. Well, Alec took it, and he said, I'll ring you a bit more and give you an estimate. Anyway, never rung. So we went out, that was the day we went out, we went down. Shopping, we were out shopping from morning till, didn't get home well, so.
It's an hour out, isn't it, change?
An hour?
Oh, what a joyous way to take bad last Friday and Saturday. I come back out Saturday, you know, we were Saturday than what we were Friday.
Oh,
I didn't do any collecting. Mm-hmm. Saturday, no. Mm-hmm. Mind you, what I did.
You come out, what did you come out for?
Well, no, we were working Saturday morning. So I said, I'll meet you at 12:15 at Dave Flags. And I've got some collecting to do. Well, I went to Morrison's, we had a lot to do with shopping. So by the time I got through here, it were 12:30, so I'd done no collecting. Anyway, I said to Bill, I'm not doing any in this. You couldn't even see where to turn off into the streets. It was worse Saturday morning than what it Friday. So I didn't bother. But oh, yesterday, Jones, I've been a bit paid me. My Thursdays is absolutely brilliant. They're spot on. Never miss me. You can go out and think, well, I'm going to pick up £600 today. And I must have collected £200 at most yesterday. Everything just went wrong. To start with Wednesday night, when the customers rang me up.
And that's your good day?
Yeah, she pays me £50, she rang me up, she'll win the funeral. She won't be in. Then, it was just like that all day. One thing I never. Somebody else has got to fit their gyro bank thing in front of it, £130. I couldn't change it. You can't change third party cheques now. And I get pick £65 up there every week, never misses me. I'll pick it up Monday night.
Yeah.
It's not this week, is it? So I'll know what to do next week.
What do you do about your holiday with pay then?
You get £75 holiday pay. Minus your stoppages.
Oh dear. Well, they give you a holiday pay then.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't give you a basic wage.
No.
That's cool.
So I
have
my
tax. Not my
tax code coming. No, Joyce. My tax code. Because of what I own. I own £350 and then they had 2,100 of them put in the car. So I don't know, I don't have my tax code now for next year. This year we put it 204. Next year is nil. So everything I earn is taxable.
Oh god.
So well, I've only got a year, new in June, and she's finished college anyway.
Yeah. Well, glad when she's gone back. You know, this government, I don't know what's the matter with this government, it seems to be not fit any after doing that. It weren't paid for about this, this woman, she'd gone to the hospital and she must have been there longer than she thought, and so she got a transplant, and it was £30 to have it off, and she hadn't got £30 on her, just a little boy to be in hospital. So the attendant says to her, have you got a wristwatch? And she hadn't got a wristwatch on, but he spotted her wedding ring. And he I'll take that. And she said, she had her hand a wedding out, you know, she said, and she had a valve and she put that on, but she would never put that wedding on. Mm-hmm. And she said, here she was handing it to a stranger. And you know what
so
they say?
To get a wheel back.
And you know what they say? If she doesn't pay that £30 within 6 weeks, they'll pawn it. Mm-hmm. They'll auction it.
Scene, they're not supposed to take it, clamp it,
yeah.
But they were doing, you know, and then you've got to go and claim it back. But it says by law, if you're on scene, they're not allowed to clamp it, you know, if you're on scene, when,
oh, yeah.
Say if you come back and they're just going to clamp it,
yeah.
Then they're supposed you're supposed to be able to drive away,
yeah.
But they're not, they say no, you know, you have to come and pick it up. They're on the right, but.
Now the council, the Colonnades, the council car park at Colonnades, Pete works there, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It's just after it there. It was 30p when it was this fella owned it. The council took it over.
No, the council took it over and sold it to this bloke.
The council took it over now and it's 60p. The council has, because that's what Pete works for. And that's how he's got that job.
What about me? I paid £10 fine, didn't I? Because I got 20 minutes of it.
Yeah.
I think, it's disgusting, it is. Disgusting.
I don't know. They're absolutely slaughtering the motorists, aren't they? I mean, all the money you have to pay. I mean, and £2 of petrol.
Yeah, there's no need for that, is there? No need at all. And it has been moaning all week. Because the car's been here since Saturday. She thinks it's her car, guys. Yeah, she thinks it's her car. But she's been moaning.
I thought she'd got her own little car.
No, she uses Bill's car.
I thought she'd got her own.
No. We'll be all right running a car for her, won't we?
No, I thought she had a mini, you know, she had it brought into. Was it your car?
No. She's got it more than Bill's got it. I mean, Bill's got a lift all week. He's never moaned or groaned because his car's got to be done. And we'll give her in, see if it's ready. And,
Did Bill use it for what it last?
Yeah, but she uses it at night and weekend, as you see.
It's like George next door, but one. His grandson takes off with his car. He's never a car there to when he wants to go shop out, you know. And he plays all about it, but still lets him take it. So I thought, well, it's your own.
Well, that's Bill, that. Yeah. I said to him, I said, look, I said, you want to tell her when she goes back to college that you'll take her back on a Sunday, but you're not picking up on a Friday. I said, she's got a train pass, and I could come home. On train on a Friday.
Yeah.
And, but they won't. You'll watch, she'll be going back.
Yeah.
And she'll ring up, will you pick me up, Dad?
Mm.
Yeah, well, it won't pick her up.
Tell her.
You have told her. Yeah.
I'm saying
no. It doesn't matter where they are,
I think. Yeah, he does. I mean, Arlette must come in on Sunday, but he'll go and pick him up and take him back.
No matter where they are, I'll go.
Mind you, I was surprised. Yeah, as your sister, you have to come over on Sunday. I was surprised, she said, on Sunday, last Sunday we went and had a ride to and a drink with him. And she said, yeah, didn't she, straight away.
I've just got to take car in for Alfred tomorrow to have the radio cassette put in and messing about there.
God,
I went last Saturday and bought a radio cassette and speaker and aerial.
Got your own?
From Alfred. She had a little one in car. I feel as if I've gone deaf, you know what I mean? Because there's no music in car. So anyway, he says, we'll fit it for you if you want. £38. So Bill says, you might as well fit it. So anyway, we booked it in to have it done Sunday. They'll text it through Sunday. They come back. The special door speakers, and you've got to have them from Rover Dealer because there's a bar at back, so these are special speakers that fit the bush. So, anyway, so they said that the Canardy is done. Ring them up and let them know. So I rang up. They said, oh, we'll order them and we'll get back to you how much they are. Never rang me back. Oh, I rang up because they hadn't rang me back. He's gone to Barnsley because he asked me to ask for this date. He's gone to Barnsley. So then I turned to ring you back. Never rang me back, so I rang him back again. I'll see to it. Yeah. I'll ring up after I have to
stop. Whereabouts is Halfords?
Out at North Bridge.
Oh, is it?
Not on Marsh Gateway, that way?
Yeah, before you get there. It's a big service centre and then OT and there's a big superstore and that. Anyway, they were supposed to ring back, they never rang back after half past four. So they don't mind the heat, they'll get some phone. I want to know what's going off, what they're playing at. So anyway, this bloke says, oh, I'll chase it up, I'll see what's going off. He says, I'll give you a ring in the morning. They never rang. I was waiting to go and do my shopping, they never rang. So I thought, I'm not getting on that phone again because I'm talking to different people. You have to explain to everybody and then they're putting you through. And if this Dave's not there, the same ring back, I thought I'm going through.
Yeah.
So anyway, I went through and I said, could I speak to the manager? He's on the phone. I said, I'll wait. Anyway, he come out and I told him all rigmarole. And I said, I bought a radio cassette from here, bought aerial. Speakers, I said, then they said they were no good. I said, I've been phoning all the time, I said, I've still got no satisfaction. So anyway, he went to see this lad, and he said, oh, I've only just rang up about these speakers, they're £11 at each. I said, fair enough. So anyway, I booked it in for the morning, so to get it done. But in the meantime, while I were waiting for him to ring me, I was that mad. I thought I'll ring GT Motors up, that's 1 hour 5 from us. So I rang him up and I said, do you put radio cassettes in cars? So he said, yes. So I said, I've got aerial and I've got radio cassette, but I needed these special speakers. So I said, I'll find out how much they are. He says, can you tell me how much it will be for to fit it? So he says, no, depends how long it takes me. So I said, well, there is an hole in roof for aerial to fit in. Oh, bloody hell, he says. I ain't faffing about with one of them. He said, they're more trouble than they were. He says, if I do it, I'd drill a hole on bonnet and put it in there. He says, sometimes, he says, you've got to take windscreen out if you can't get it down rubber, you know, aerial and that. He says, and it'll cost you a fortune. He says, because it takes some time. Anyway, he says, I can't book it in more next week anyway. He couldn't tell me a price.
No.
So I thought, well, I might as well
leave it where
let them do it, because they never moaned about it being...
No, it's nice, no.
They never moaned about it being a real fairy or old, so I thought, well, let them do it.
How did you go on about that place where you worked for that view? And, you know, you said that where you worked for that
paper. Have you not? No, I've not heard no more. But they're not advertising with me. I keep looking in the paper every week.
It might just be saving money. Right? What do they call that place?
Empress Rooms.
Empress Rooms. Is it Canterbury?
Yeah. Mexburg.
Mexburg.
Oh dear. No, I don't know. I don't know that Adam's coming down and up tonight. He said he might do, he's fed up because he's not working well.
Oh, yeah.
God, it will be,
won't it?
Yeah. We'll be up there, back of
the
home, you never see a soul. They're all like it's a biggish estate, but they're all in the houses, but they're all in little cul-de-sacs. You know, there's only there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there's only like 7. Yeah, 3 lots of semis. and they're detached, that's all there is, so we're only, they're all working like, so we never see anybody. And their lounge isn't back anyway. So.
So I've got some, I've got them curtains, I've got blue curtains to go, well, to go with them. They wish to go with them, they will be all different blues, but you could go together, won't it? These are them.
Are they any good then?
Right, so yeah. Bit out, anyway. Well, this is good.
Well, that would have done for
Oh, it's good, it's just. Gorgeous.
Just again, Brooks.
They were 35 and I've got these 22 stuff. Same size. Same size,
isn't it? Opposite fish market.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I haven't been in town since before Christmas.
We went yesterday, Mr. Dart, I were canning.
Oh, dear. We stood there with nothing in our bags, but I went for my fruit and veg, and stood there to breakfast couple of, you know, we had the right good cow to come back, but we were half an hour, weren't we?
Half an hour.
And then we went, we got my fruit and veg, and then we went and Top Marks and got them, so we never got, we went to look for a video, really, and never got around looking for a video, did we? Mind you, we're not desperate. I mean, they sell them round at Ashill for, they sell them for 250, don't they, the sharps, you know.
And I haven't got a view to court, you know, that's a good sale, Joyce.
Is it?
They don't have them down in now, though, but it's at Home World, but they belong to Cold Line. And I haven't got a view to for £199.95 in sale. Brilliant. I think it's
Gorgeous.
I don't know if it's Amstrad or not. But it's like one of them dual bar ones, right easy to set. Just run a thing across it. It's right easy to do and it's long play as well. You put a 4-hour tape on and put it on long play and it lasts 8 hours. Yeah, it's wouldn't it really £200?
It's not bad then, is it?
No, it's a lovely thing.
So you could get one of the gold stars for 200, can't they? Sharps 250 round there.
That one of mine is attached to that.
It says when you what were it like, no good?
Well, yeah, it was. But it didn't last as long as it's attached to it. I've got another one now.
He says when you've had it, video about 7 years, you know, they were about ready for renewing or parts renewing, didn't
they? Well, when he came out, I thought he got tape heads that they'd gone. Anyway, he said, no, he said, it's not, it's motor. It cost me 30 quid, he didn't motor in somewhere else. Never had no tape heads in.
Yeah.
No. He just cleans them up every time he comes out, either seat at Tally or video, you know. And I says to him, I says, you know, what do you think? Do you think it's worth doing? He says it's a brilliant service. This is definitely worth spending 30 pounds.
I think they're attaching and they're very good, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, thing videos attaching.
It's same as
they were a bit dear. Yeah. About £399, but they were dearer anyway than years ago, weren't they? you know.
Well, even in Millers we went, look, there was supposed to be a sale and not much reduced,
there
are they?
There isn't, I went in.
Did you? And last there was over £300.
I know, I think it's dear Millers.
Yeah, it is.
They must think, yeah. They can be, we used to get all our stuff from Millers.
They're ever so dear now, since they're not in that big place.
Yeah, we have had
it's
a lot.
It's not a family business anymore.
No, we've had a lot of stuff from Millers. Yeah. We've got our microwave from Millers, haven't we?
We've got
televisions from Millers.
No, I've got my freezer from Millers. And I've got my fridge.
That was from Millers.
From here. But the dear now.
Yeah.
Not like it used to be.
In fact, I looked at Currys prices because Currys looked as if they were the cheaper.
Mm.
I know that turbo power Hoover, it was £100.
Do you know?
Well, Currys were always dearer than Millers.
Different people we speak to though, Joyce.
Yeah.
Not just round here, but asking and like Kim's husband, Dean, when they were shopping round for different things. You can hear them back in Wickfalls, and that's where you're thinking
about.
I know our Dean, our 8, is paid.
Pardon that, and get them on weekly, can't they?
It's paid £1,200 for this camcorder.
Yeah.
And I think it were about 1,400 or 1,500 different places. He went to Comet, and it were 1,400.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's great from back in Wickfalls.
Well, Cummings gone and obviously that.
I said I was
that was small,
really
small shop. Now he's got big shops. They're top of the range, you know. Now they used to be.
Anyway, there's an advertisement in there for Greys at Bentley, and it was funny because Jack and Sherry were talking to me yesterday. They said that shop in Bentley.
Yeah, well,
they're
just a family business.
Yeah, and it said it's a family business.
Yeah.
And
see,
it
they're
said
someone
at prices we can you can
yeah,
afford.
Yeah, they're someone who make £20 rather than lowest order.
Yeah.
You know, it's a business like that.
So I might give our marker in and see what he's got in there. Yeah. Oh, we might go and see it. Might show it there for a while. A bit of mark on my paws and
well, it's got back in there, isn't it?
You can park in front of Icelandic, I can always
a good parking here, like. Call it to call, doesn't it? Costs us a bloody bomb.
No, it costs me about £10, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's well, not free parking at all. I mean, you've got the stuff, haven't you? So.
That's what it means I've got to walk around, really. Look at it, Nathan, look at it, that. Well, we could do some lollipop, can't we? Some chocolate lollipop and whatnot.
The kids coming.
Man, is there? It's only 2 months, isn't it, yet?
Yeah, they're not coming for till the beginning of April, March, April. It's not that long. February, March.
That's when we have Bobby, isn't it? April, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
April 19th, that's Easter, isn't it?
Yeah.
Easter. So we'll be up there for Easter.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Easter's late this year, isn't it?
April 19th.
19th, yeah, because our caravan site doesn't open until then, you know.
Doesn't it?
No, it doesn't open until that weekend.
Used to be always
the first of April.
Yeah. Well, it was early, wasn't it? March last year, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was earlier.
Yeah.
It was earlier still.
Early last year.
Well, if Easter's early, they open early, don't they?
But
they must open for Easter then.
Yeah, they do.
So that's it then.
Yeah.
Easter's late, they're opening late.
Yeah. I know it all just be the first of April though. But I mean, caravan season, it goes quick enough, doesn't it? I mean, most places open in March.
Yeah.
You know, like Skegness.
I know.
They're all open in March.
And the week after us.
Cost them a lot, doesn't it? Cost
and the fortnight after us.
Cost them really about £1,000 for Skegness now, you know.
It's
a lot of money.
They're wanting all different rates.
I know they want over £100 just for a caravan for a week, don't they?
£200.
Yeah.
They need it really, don't they?
Because
I don't know, he said, like, he says, I want to take Bobby, like, they won't go abroad this year, we haven't Bobby, and he says, but we'd like to go in a caravan, he says, to show that we've had holiday, like, you know.
Yeah, just have a break.
So that's the way you can come down home, like, he says, yeah, but then you come down home and, like, they have to go visiting everybody.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
He says it's not a rest.
No. And, anyway, I said, Darren, I said, I'm wanting about £200 for a caravan, you know. Mm. Nah. So I said, you're working.
No, I'm beach running, not
really.
That's
as
wide and no, but like,
like to go to
what's your, what's
you know,
your
like Scarborough, it's
yeah,
nearer for them. There is tough
north,
oh, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's
yeah,
he's nearer that way than over
mm,
summer to Scarborough. That
mm,
I says it'd be cheaper to go bed and breakfast. So
yeah,
he says yeah, but it wouldn't be as convenient. But
well,
like,
they can relax and have the meals when they want, get up when
yeah,
they want. If the baby wakes at night, they can just
yeah,
go and see to it, can't they?
I says I think this year you'd be better off stopping at home. I said because you know, I mean, like your dad will be working, so he's having a week off with baby, isn't he? I said then go out and that if you want to come down for a couple of days.
Mm.
You know, I think rather than be paying all that money for a caravan.
Yeah.
So mind for him about getting a new car.
Mm-hmm.
Wants the Ryan gear.
Yeah. No, that's
the
one we had when
we
hired it.
So it says what we might do, we might buy his off him, because he's not got a lot of miles on.
Mm.
He's only got about 12,000 miles on diamonds.
Was that
for the new? F-Ridge.
Can
yes,
you do that
there it is.
Can you sell that? Isn't it firms?
No, no,
oh,
it's their own.
It's his own?
Yeah. It's F-Ridge Fiesta.
Is it?
1.4 Sport it is. It's
mm,
a lovely car.
Mm.
It's got all extras in it, lot, you know
mm,
what I mean? And,
well, it's big enough for Fiesta for you anyway.
Well, I should have thought it were big enough for them, but he says when we come down, he says, loading up with all our stuff. He says, so when we get baby seat on
yeah,
back,
as well,
and then
yeah,
all baby stuff, he says,
well, they've got a boat.
So,
mind that Orion's got a lovely big
it,
boat, hasn't
yeah,
it? I drove that Orion, and I went to the centre with it, because he was going somewhere with David when he was over.
Mm.
And I went to the centre
so,
and it was lovely. You liked it, didn't you? You liked the new one, you didn't like the first one you had.
Oh,
you had two Orions, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, the first one.
First one you didn't like it.
It was small Ross Power, wasn't it?
Mm.
I don't know, but I
know. We're on about to the bow somewhere.
Want as good as this one, want as good as ours for petrol.
Oh, that's great for petrol.
I put more petrol in mine for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's a good car for petrol. It really
yeah,
is. You know, like going to Pleathorpes and that,
yeah, yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, well, that's what you want, isn't
mm,
it?
It's great for petrol.
And you fill up and then it costs me about a tenner a week.
And we never walk nowhere, do we? We never walk, even in the caravan, we never walk, we always go in. He even goes to put paper in bloody car,
yeah.
You know, it's only round corner, isn't it?
Can't be,
it's well, you start going for
yeah,
the paper and see how you like walking around with this.
I don't mind, I don't mind walking around camp. I don't mind walking around camp.
No, yeah.
I'd rather, well, you don't see it up if you're in car up time, do you?
I know.
You can't see anything when you're in
good toilet. Oh, it's nice to have a bit of fresh air.
Well, I know you're standing with your door open.
Wonder what time, what the toilet's coming for that. Is it on?
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know. Probably I'll go out tonight.
She said afternoon, didn't she? But she didn't come well. We just
it
come in.
Thursday, wasn't it, now?
Yeah, we just come in from town as well, haven't we?
Yeah. And now it has to be about 4 o'clock.
Mm.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Mm-hmm. That's gone cold. That's horrible, that tick.
Is it?
It's too strong.
It's cost me a bit, well, it will have done by the time I finish putting radio in, about £140. But I can't cope without my radio job. I think I've gone deaf.
You've got a battery radio cassette or something.
Well, they don't sound the same, do they?
No, better with speakers,
you know, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've got one.
Yeah, you use ours a lot, though, don't
we? Electric, or I've got one at home, electric
yeah,
or battery.
Yeah.
But I thought, oh.
Mm.
But anyway, if
I
you,
might as well.
If you just leave it stuck outside, someone's allowed to break in at it to see it right while.
So I thought, well, I've got a car for 3 years, haven't I? Don't change it for 3 years.
Well, in any case, when you take it, you'll set that out, don't you?
Yeah, I said to David, if I'd have known, I'd have took what other one out.
Ah, you could have.
I'd took other one.
Yeah, you could have done,
because it would have good in that.
Oh, what a shame.
But I mean, I didn't know that they were coming, but apparently what's happened is.
Didn't even know you wouldn't be.
January, she was telling me they'd delivered 159 new cars, new metros.
Yeah.
So they must have done a deal on our lot, because they were bigger engines than others.
Yeah, but you
what
didn't know that they weren't going to have a radio cassette in there, did you?
1100 engines.
Oh,
they'd be better
engines,
they'd be better car, they
won't
they?
1100,
yeah.
So they must have like done a deal and said, right, we'll not put radios in or something, you know, we'll do that. So I thought, oh well.
Well, if you're yours now, when you check it in, you take that out, don't you?
Sometimes they don't tell you though, do they, when they come to change them, do they?
No.
It's very snaggy.
They come Tuesday before, you know, when I were up at Darren's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I'd have known, I could have come back down, because Bill came back down to work on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I stuck up there. And when it comes to, they brought the car on the Tuesday.
Yeah.
When I were up at Darren's. But she told me when she came.
Oh.
She brought it last Tuesday, she knew you weren't here.
Oh, did she?
So Darren rang me up Monday morning and he says, can you get in office for 10:30? I says, yeah. He says, I've just rang up, they'll be in the car.
I must have had about it.
Yeah, I
should look after me bills.
For what?
For that
curtain.
You
would have still got price ticket on, haven't you?
I've never even touched it.
So what the price ticket will still be on?
Everything's
not bother.
It's still as it was. I don't know, I keep my receipts.
Same as us,
with
that skirt, weren't it? I mean, we found it after I took it back.
Yeah.
So, it's my mum's birthday, so
I'm going to
ask
to
see how
they'll
get money.
She got bills from Gateway.
I was just looking at my bag there. There was bills from Gateway. Yeah. That was from last year. You know, my shopping bag?
Yeah.
My cloths from
my
shopping bag. There was all these bills in the bottom from Gateway. I said, look here, from Gateway.
Yeah.
And I threw them away, I just cleared it out and threw them away.
You go to Morrison's now. It's
brilliant.
Do you? Mm. Quick save. Quick save's quite good. I've got a quick save when I come back, and there's no for a meal. When I come back. You know, like I go to Morrison's.
Yeah.
And like.
You come back with half your stuff missing.
Fridges.
Like that, aren't
you know, like fridge, it's full of food. Like, I get me cooked meats. My quiche and all my salads and stuff, I get all my veg.
Mm.
And then, like the duck Kentucky Fried Chicken there, 65 pence, just it's like that. Like half a chicken, all breast.
Mm.
65 foot breasts, I think about 50 foot legs. But they're doing that lovely savoury batter stuff, you know what I mean?
Mm.
They're all cooking while you're there.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I'll fetch them back for us dinner.
Mm.
And, you know what I mean? There's fridge is full.
Yeah.
And like I'll put me
stuff to go out.
Put me meat in freezer, like get it for a week.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And put it in there.
Mm.
Whereas like if I write a list down, but just a quick save.
Mm.
There's not for a meal, we've still got to go to Copeland's and buy all stuff.
Well even when you go to quick save, you mean you come out, you've got to come out to get meat because it's a different thing.
Mm.
You've got to pay for your vegetables as you go around, don't you? You know what I mean?
So, I mean, like,
a lot of stuff's
cheap.
Yeah,
I mean, 10 oranges for 50p yesterday. No. 10
for
50p. Yeah. I mean, that's fantastic,
that,
isn't it?
For
all you. I mean, apples were only 25 and coxes, and pears were only 25.
Yeah.
I mean, last week, my barra were absolutely loading up, and it were £55, and there were loads of stuff. I got, a lovely piece of middle leg pole for Sunday.
Mm.
There were a piece of turkey breast, a bit like a joint. Mm.
Well,
you know,
it
was
£55,
didn't
it?
No, but like Bill, go down to Tesco's, right? Then go to Copeland's and go to market. And I'll leave him about 80 quid because it's six as well. And he comes back and there's not for a meal and doesn't have any change. It's true! It is! Like there's 260 with that. But like, and then I have to go again on Tuesday to Tesco.
Yeah.
I go again Tuesday.
Tesco's dear.
So
just goes doing quick save, isn't it? I think it is anyway.
Oh, it is, Joyce. It is. But
well, I do love the bacon from there. You know the boiling bacon, but you have to cook, you know, just like
that. Oh, it's so nice.
Beautiful. Yeah. It's the tasty. Yeah. I've never
I'll
had
tell
anything
you what I got.
That
yeah.
And Bill had cooked it last night, and it was really nice. I bought it last week. Me and Bill always goes down on a Tuesday. And there were a big family meat pie, and it had been £1.59. £1.99 and it was special price, 99p. Anyway, I thought, oh, I'll get that and put it in freezer because Bill can't cook, you know, he's a terrible cook. And I thought, he's only got to put that in the oven, you know, and I buy Morrison's frozen chips, I love their chips. And so all he's got to do, he can't spoil it. And anyway, when I got in from work last night, he'd done carrots, sprouts, cabbage, mashed potatoes, and he'd done his pie. And it were eight nice, and they'd done some lovely onion gravy. Couldn't believe it! Because Monday.
Yeah, is that Morrison's that's the opposite Netto's at Armthorpe, which isn't it?
No, that's
Grandway's. Oh, Grandway's, oh yeah.
And
near to Morrison's round here, isn't it?
I don't know.
The nearest Morrison is down.
No, I did.
Going down towards. When I used to go down towards Worth, down near Marth, that way, but
yeah.
I call it.
I know nearest towards it's, you know where we used to work at Bramley? You know when we used to work at Southern Trust? They built a big Noel Morrison there, didn't they? Facing White Rose. No, Bramley. We used to go at Southern Trust. We used to go at
Southern Trust?
Faircroft, didn't we? To office.
Yeah, Faircroft.
You know White Rose Garage we used to?
Yeah.
Facing there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I used to go to that one.
Oh, yeah.
And then
there was one there.
They built another one at Retail World, you know, that gate. They built another big one there. So I go there now, to that one, because it's nice, you know. But on Sunday, Monday, Bill had cooked fish. It was some frozen fish we had got in mine. Chuffing horrible. Chips. But then Morrison's chips, and they are really lovely, but left them in too long, so they're too crisp. The peas, well, they were like bullets. The frozen peas, but Annika says, what had done? It put them in.
Yeah.
Instead of putting them on to cook, put them in to defrost. So, by the time Nicola had looked and it were defrosting, they're not as nice if you defrost frozen peas and then cook them.
No,
you're
supposed to cook them.
You know, so they were like bullets. So the fish were horrible. The chips were so crisp and dry, and then them, and yet last night.
You did all that?
Yeah, and it were lovely.
Yeah. So your Nicola, I'm sure your Nicola didn't do it. What do you say you did?
Last night, he did mashed potatoes, cabbage, savoy cabbage, carrots, and it cut them like I always cut them, because we're only them little baby carrots, so what I do, I slice them down.
Yeah.
You know, down middle, like, into quarters, so I'd done longer.
Yeah.
And you'd done them like that in microwave for 8 minutes. And done sprouts. And then put this meat pie in the oven.
Right.
And done onion gravy. I says, well, this gravy's lovely. He says, yes, I added some onion. And I got some of them, you know.
Granules.
Yeah, put some of that in. He says, I put a bit of Italian mixed herbs in, middle of my pound in my hand, put them in. And a bit of basil.
Well, that meat pie alright? Because sometimes you get them and they're not very nice, have they? Well, I'll tell you what, we've got
We don't
fish.
Have meat pies because we don't normally.
No.
It's the riffs on us, it's that tin meat, but that will mince, Joyce.
Yeah.
It will mince.
We've got some nice fish from Quick Save. It was it Bird's Islet? And there was, I just got a packet of two in to try it.
Yeah.
Lovely, weren't it? Really lovely white
meat.
We got it last week because we finished our fish from police officer now, and that we're ready for going again to get some more.
You see what he'd done? He'd had it hard to freeze us since 4 o'clock, since he come in from work. Well, I didn't get in well sick, so by the time he put him in, he's supposed to cook from frozen, aren't you?
Yeah, you better cook from frozen.
You know, because once they've thawed, they go soggy, they were disgusting.
It's different if you have it raw. If you have it raw first, we have to put it out just to thaw, because it has water in it, isn't it? And then you get the water
But I thought, well, I'll be all right with him.
I tried, but what he wouldn't.
He doesn't, though. He doesn't. He just bungs everything in, you know what I mean?
Really, the better off bringing him.
A lovely meal.
Do them on full power, in microwave.
Peas.
And then
that's really all just.
And then
you know
put them 5 minutes defrost.
He says it will grow microwave. He says, I know I put it on for full power. I know I didn't put it on for defrost. I know I didn't, because it's broke. So I cleared it, pressed power level on 9, and it come up.
Yeah.
He said, but he said that he'd pressed, he had pressed defrosted, pressed power level 9.
Oh, well.
You know.
He won't admit to it.
He won't. He won't. He said, microwave broken, there's me silly bugger saying. Well, it's insured, I've insured it for 12 months, so it'll not cost us out.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, I'll just try it. So I put peas back in.
Not wrong with it.
No. Now we press the wrong button.
It's easy done.
Aren't we all right? Only him can do it like. Oh, you know, I did last night, run over a dog.
Oh,
Bill, come out of here with car. You know, you come round with pub.
Yeah.
Comes round here, this dog just shot out in the car. Oh. Anyway, he's done something to his leg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lad come out and he said it's hurt his leg.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bill says, well, you know, it just shot
can't
out.
Can't help it.
Didn't even see it, like.
I mean, look at me, I was going down Dubs Drop there, you know, on top of Oval. And I'm just driving in along and this bloody dog come over, straight in front of the car like that, and I missed that one. But then the other one come, they were two together.
I had no chance, but it was horrible, it was wrapped chassis underneath, it was screaming, it was still alive.
Oh, right.
They had to give me a brandy, I was in a rate state.
Oh,
me.
Yeah.
They took me in this bungalow, and what had happened, the dog had shut out. Mm-hmm. It weren't Bill's fault.
No, you can't help it,
Bill rang police up and he said, oh, he said, I've just run over a dog. He says, only one? Oh, he says, try and get a few more. He says, they shouldn't be out. He says, they cause more damage.
It's true, I mean, they shouldn't let them run like loose, should they, when people are, you know, on the main road?
No.
In fact, they shouldn't let them, because they don't know where their dogs are going to go, do they?
No. They're not bothered, are they?
No, it's their dogs, and then they're upset when they get run over.
He's on about dog's leg being bad, and Bill's having a look to see if he's in the car, because they've just fetched it back. But he was shook up when he come in, because he didn't know whether he were a child. He says, you don't know when it's dark, and it just, you know.
No, you don't.
Went in front. Anyway, I better go and get some work done.
Well, that metro will be all right if it's a pretty big an engine, won't it?
She said it's brilliant. She says it's good, but I don't like the look of it.
Oh, yeah?
No. I don't like the look of it.
Sounds all right for me, eh?
I put some coal up. chance.
Yeah.
And upset the bucket as well.
Well, they won't be fighting for life, will they? So
you see, they're not going to get a lot of chance here, because they don't get a lot of sun here.
Where?
Here.
Hmm.
Be better at the back there, really, wouldn't it?
It's winter now, mate.
Yeah, but you see, they get more sun there, look, can you see? It's not there. The bottom.
Yeah, we've already had them there once.
Yeah, I had them there last year, they didn't know.
Yeah, they've been a dead lot, they were a dead lot.
Yeah, they didn't know. I don't know why.
No, I'm not bothered, you. Oh, well, I'll have one if you're making one.